Welcome to the Second Act Success Podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Russell, and this is a special bonus episode of the show. Let's get to it. Are you at a crossroads in your career or in life? Well, don't worry, because life's next chapter is waiting. This is the Second Act Success Podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Russell. I'm a television producer, turned boy mom, turned business owner, podcaster, and career coach. If you are looking to start a new career or begin a fresh chapter in life, then get ready to be inspired with stories of women who have done just that. We will share advice and offer steps you can take to help figure out what your true calling in life really is. It is time to shine, so let's turn the page and get started. Welcome to Second Act Success. Hi there, and welcome back. This is Shannon, and I wanted to bring you a bonus episode of Second Act Success. I just got back from a family vacation, and it made me realize a few things that I wanted to share with you. As we set out on a path to find success, however we define it, I think it's important to keep our priorities in check. Yes, you may want a steady job or a new career. You may want to open a business that you've been dreaming about. You may want to carve out some time to write that book or start painting again. Whatever your goal is, whatever you're working towards, take the time to embrace the moments and the people around you now. Work will always be there, but memories are irreplaceable. My parents had planned on taking my kids and I on vacation for 2 years. COVID put a hold on our plans, but this year we were going to make it happen. Was it easy to get away? Not at all. I had a million things going on with my business. I had also started a second business with Second Act Success, and the podcast had recently launched. So there were many things that would have been a priority for me. But instead, I put my family and this trip first. I worked double time before the trip to prepare. I had my team prepped on what needed to be done while I was out of town. I stayed up late every night after the kids went to sleep, planning ahead for my time while I was away. It was stressful and rough, and I felt like it wouldn't all get done. But you know what? It did. I took a deep breath, packed all of our suitcases, and hit the road with my favorite people on the planet. And you know what? Everything was fine. My team handled everything while I was away. Our podcasts and blogs went up when they were supposed to, and I was able to have some much-needed time in the sun and the sand. Yes, I checked email a few times, posted a bit on social, but at the end of the day, I sipped cocktails, I swam, and I had adventures with my mom and dad and my kids. I read a book on the beach that was not about entrepreneurship for the first time in a while, and I actually finished it. I listened to music by the bands I love but never have time to enjoy. I took a walk alone and listened to my favorite non-business podcast and laughed out loud. If you haven't listened to the 90210 OMG podcast and you're a Dylan and Brenda fan, you're missing out. This trip was the time I needed, but that I never allow myself to have. I never allow myself me time because I'm busy juggling two businesses, two kids, a house, a husband, and a team of 20 employees. My point is that these are the moments that matter the most. These are the reasons we're working so hard to find what will make us happy so that we can enjoy the time with the ones that we love. So it's important to take the time to make these moments happen. It doesn't have to be a vacation or anything extravagant. Take a hike, paint your nails, read a magazine, watch a sitcom. Heck, even take a shower for more than 5 minutes. Is that even possible? Anything to make you smile and take a few minutes away from the massive plans that you have hanging on your minds at all times. You deserve it. If you are on the search for your second act, then I urge you to search in stride. It doesn't have to appear in seconds. It may take some time. Even when you find it, it may take a while to get this new part of you, this new chapter, to come to life. It might take a while to get it off the ground, and that's okay. Nothing is overnight. So walk with your head held high along the path towards what you really want in life. Try to stay positive and know that it will come to you. But prioritize your loved ones and yourself along the way. Every day is important, And every day is a chance for you to let the people around you know that you love them and for you to feel loved. As Paul Bouchet, the creator of Gmail, once said, "The intrinsic path to success is to focus on being the person that you are and put all of your energy and drive into being the best possible version of yourself." So I'm begging you, be your best self by taking care of yourself. Take a time out when you need it. Rejuvenate, relax, and reinvent so that you can make momentous moves to achieve your goals. You can do it. Taking a pause is healthy and it's needed. Trust me, you'll come back being ready to take on the world. Work on being the best version of you, and you will not regret it because your dreams will come true. My hope for you today is that you can find a few moments alone to pause and do something that makes your heart happy. Thanks for listening, friend. Meet you back here next week for another Second Act success story. See you then. Thank you for joining us. I hope you found some gems of inspiration and some takeaways to help you on your path to Second Act success. To view show notes from this episode, recommend a guest with a great story, and learn more about us, visit secondactsuccess.co. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And if you're enjoying our time together, please leave a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Reviews only take a few moments, and they really do mean so much. Thank you again for listening. I'm Shannon Russell, and this is Second Act Success.